bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Got an old car taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Where to even begin with the news? I have so much to tell you about. There's all kinds of weather situations. We've got a flood warning until late tomorrow night for Atchison and Leavenworth counties. We've got a flood watch for virtually the entire KPR listening area starting at 7 o'clock tonight, running through tomorrow morning. We have a heat advisory for the entire area going into effect at noon tomorrow and running through at least 9 o'clock tomorrow night. And then on top of it all, you may have been wondering about this. The baseball game between KU and Oklahoma did pick up. I am sorry to say that KU lost that game 13-2. That means they are out of the NCAA tournament. The Sooners advanced to the College World Series in Omaha. But I just want to say, KU Baseball, you made us so proud. What a great job you did. Thanks for an absolutely fabulous season.
Support for KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri.
Of course, we have news headlines for you coming up in just about another 11 minutes in this next half hour. We're going to learn about how some Midwestern communities are pushing back against plans for data centers. It's all coming up here on KPR. 79 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Topeka. Cloudy skies here in Lawrence as well. The time is 3:20.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the show. Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio will have your news.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. The time is 3:30.
And are two wins from their first championship since 1973. Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Republican Party held a contentious debate among four candidates for governor on Friday night. State House reporter Zach Boblett says two of the GOP primary frontrunners shifted their focus from trading policy points to trading barbs.
The political mudslinging between businessman Philip Sarnicky and Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson took over the hour-long gubernatorial debate. Sarnicky took aim at Masterson's record on taxes. He attacked Masterson for his inability to get property tax relief passed and his yes vote on data center tax breaks. Masterson fought back by touting the endorsement he received from President Donald Trump.
He completely and totally endorsed me, and he wanted nothing to do with Phil Sarnicky.
When it comes to the lack of property tax relief, Masterson blames a small group of, quote, phony Republicans in the Kansas House of Representatives for voting against his plan. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Gas prices in Kansas are down 11 cents in the past week. They now stand at an average of $3.80 per gallon. That's still a dollar higher than a year ago. In Missouri, the average price is $3.85 a gallon, down 15 cents in 1 week. AAA spokesman Nick Chabaria says that's not stopping people from their summer traveling.
Now, they may find ways to save money during the week or cut back on driving during the week, but when it comes to taking trips, folks are still doing that.
AAA says one way to save is by buying smaller amounts of gas more often before prices increase. Costco and Walmart say purchases of 10 gallons or less are up as people are topping off rather than filling up. The state of Kansas continues to rank high in economic security for children, but lags in other areas related to health care. The data comes from the annual wellness report, Kids Count, executed by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The state has fewer children living in poverty, ranking fifth in the nation. But Kansas has also had an increase in the number of children without health insurance. The 51,000 uninsured children represent the highest number since 2012. Nathan Kessler is the principal economist with Kansas Action for Children. That's an advocacy group. He says there are ways to get more kids on health care programs, including Medicaid.
I think it's really important to be getting information to families, you know, do that outreach, you know, at the state level, because it's possible that many of these parents aren't aware of the assistance that is available to them.
The uninsured numbers in Kansas are following a national trend. One factor is the end of pandemic-era subsidies for insurance. And the KU baseball team lost today to Oklahoma in the NCAA baseball tournament super regional by a score of 13-2. The game was suspended last night due to inclement weather. Wrapped up this afternoon, KU is now out of the tournament. The Sooners advance to the College World Series in Omaha. It's 3:35.
This is All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Development of large-scale data centers is booming across the Midwest and South. Analysis from Pew Research Center finds the Midwest alone is set to see a 64% increase in development. But water and energy usage projections are rallying some communities against data centers. As Harvest Public Media's Abigail Botar reports, local and state governments are now rushing in to regulate this growing industry.
More than 100 people packed a patchwork of local and state laws. I'm Abigail Botar, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. To see and hear more of their work, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01, then, after the president called California's recent primary, and I'm quoting here, rigged, a familiar playbook is emerging that could forecast what the president's election attacks could look like in November. We will also find out more about why so many Democratic voters are supporting Graham Plattner in the face of lots of allegations against him. It's all coming up on KPR. Flood warning till late tomorrow night for Stranger Creek at Easton. Flood watch for pretty much everyone in the KPR listening area starting at 7 o'clock tonight, running through tomorrow morning. It's 10 minutes before 4.
This is...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olesburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
Businesses win locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechangers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
We do have a heat advisory going into effect tomorrow at 12 noon for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It runs through at least 9 o'clock tomorrow night. It's 4:06.
NPR News, this is All Things
Considered. From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, more on the screwworm crisis in South Texas. This all has to do with parasitic larvae of a certain kind of fly. These larvae were eradicated from the U.S. in the 1960s, but now it's back, and we've been talking about that a bit because Kansas is a big cattle state. But we are going to learn about it on sort of the national level coming up here on KPR. Also, recent research suggests there might be more going on with so-called ideological sorting than simply moving to places that match one's politics. It's often one of many deciding factors, but not just the only one. Details on this study coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered on your KPR One stations tonight, we have Classics Live featuring Boris Weiner and Sasha Groshong, the St. Petersburg String Quartet. Classics Live bringing you a recent one of their recitals, Bach, Shostakovich, and Ravel. That's Classics Live tonight at 8 o'clock on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we have This American Life. Heat advisory going into effect for pretty much the entire area starting at noon tomorrow. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from this feelist who's electrified voters, but the military veteran comes with controversy.
I've not always been who I am today. I grew up in the infantry. Things that are seen as virtues there are generally not seen as virtues in the normal world.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. I'll have a quick look at the weather as well. It is 79 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 4:30.
Attacks on one another for now. After trading missile attacks over the weekend amid a two-month-old fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran. Wall Street in mixed territory by the closing bell. The Dow down 80 points. It's down about 0.1%. The NASDAQ up 220. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. State of Kansas continues to rank high in economic security for children, but lags in other areas related to health care. The data comes from the annual wellness report Kids Count, which is carried out by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The state has fewer children living in poverty, ranking fifth in the nation. But Kansas has also had an increase in the number of children without health insurance. The 51,000 uninsured children represent the highest number since 2012. Nathan Kessler is the principal economist with Kansas Action for Children. That's an advocacy group. He says there are ways to get more kids on health care programs, including Medicaid.
I think it's really important to be getting information to families, you know, do that outreach, you know, at the state level, because it's possible that many of these parents aren't aware of the assistance that is available to them.
The uninsured numbers in Kansas are following a national trend. One factor is the end of pandemic-era subsidies for insurance. Kansas researchers want to better understand the complex Ogallala Aquifer that supports the western third of the state. The Kansas Geological Survey is leading a project using a helicopter and an electromagnet to send waves underground to map how much water is left. This will make research more specific, giving experts data every 100 feet instead of every 100 miles. It will also allow farmers to know just how dire their water situation is. Jim Butler is with the Kansas Geological Survey.
They're looking and say, man, we've only got 30 feet of aquifer left. And that, I think, will energize folks to start saying, hey, we've got to take this very seriously.
The helicopter will fly across southwest Kansas, a region that uses the most water on average, mapping one section at a time until late July. The 2026 baseball season at the University of Kansas came to an end after the Jayhawks lost to the Oklahoma Sooners by a score of 13-2 today in the NCAA Lawrence Super Regional. Greg Eklund has the wrap-up.
The game resumed after the Sunday night suspension in the third inning with KU trailing 8-1. KU's prospects didn't look much better after a night's sleep as the Sooners made it a nightmare with four more runs in the sixth. KU coach Dan Fitzgerald, the two-time Big 12 Coach of the Year, says his retrospective look at the Super Regional involves much more than KU's performance on the diamond.
It's a lot bigger than baseball, and it's the time, it's the experience and the journey, and this was a wild one.
KU finished the season with a 45-18 record and tied the school record for the most wins. I'm Greg Eklund.
80 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. It is 4:35.
Every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting the Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then, Ragtime won four, count them four, Tony Awards last night, including Best Revival of a Musical.
We're in this work because we believe the arts are an antidote to despair, and we at Ragtime are so grateful to partner with the entire theater community.
Ragtime was one of several productions honored with multiple trophies. We'll get you the full details coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Flood watch for pretty much the entire KPR listening area beginning at 7 o'clock tonight, running through tomorrow morning. Heat advisory for the entire KPR listening area tomorrow from noon till at least 9 p.m.
From NPR News.
Listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We keep our questions on Morning Edition civil but direct.
But let's be real. How could your party still screw this up?
Cut the chase with us every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in just about 1 minute. It is 87 degrees in Manhattan and 84 in Emporia. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
The National Weather Service has just extended the flood warning for Stranger Creek at Easton all the way to Thursday morning. This affects Atchison and Leavenworth counties. It's 5:06.
From NPR News, it's All Things
News. I'm Ari Daniel.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, we will bring you an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 5:30. At 5:44, data centers are on the fast track in many communities across the Midwest and Great Plains. But rising concerns over water use, energy, and noise have been leaving state and local lawmakers actually rushing to catch up.
As people especially have started to see the bipartisan local pushback, a lot of legislators have changed their mind on this.
The push to regulate data centers, that story coming up on KPR.
If you're 70 and a half years or older, consider making a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA to KPR today. It's a powerful way to make a lasting impact on the station you love. Details at kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
Tonight on KPR One, following All Things Considered, we have classical music coming your way. And at 8 o'clock tonight, a rebroadcast of Classics Live tonight featuring the St. Petersburg String Quartet. At 9 o'clock, it's Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, we'll be hearing a rebroadcast of This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Flood watch starting at 7 o'clock tonight, running through tomorrow morning for most of the KPR listening area. A heat advisory going into effect at noon tomorrow. For that same KPR listening area, expecting heat index values up to 106.
Support for NPR controversy.
I've not always been who I am today. I grew up in the infantry. Things that are seen as virtues there are generally not seen as virtues in the normal world.
On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning edition is the show. Hear that story and all the latest news headlines. Matthew Alchio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
News headlines are coming up next. We have a flood watch starting at 7 o'clock tonight, running through tomorrow morning for virtually all of the KPR listening area. It's 5:30.
Is so important.
The Census Bureau says it agrees with the GAO's recommendations for scheduling changes. Anzila Wong, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading lower at this hour. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Gas prices in Kansas are down 11 cents in the past week and now stand at an average $3.80 per gallon. That's still a dollar higher than a year ago. In Missouri, the average price is $3.85 a gallon, down 15 cents in the last week. AAA spokesman Nick Chabaria says that's not stopping people from doing their summer traveling.
Now, they may find ways to save money during the week or cut back on driving during the week, but when it comes to taking trips, you know, folks are still doing that.
AAA says one way to save is by buying smaller amounts of gasoline more often before the price increases. Costco and Walmart say purchases of 10 gallons or less are up as people top off rather than filling up. The state of Kansas continues to rank high in economic security for children, but lags in other areas related to health care. The data comes from the annual wellness report, Kids Count, by the Annie Casey Foundation. The state has fewer children living in poverty. It ranks fifth in the nation. But Kansas has also had an increase in the number of children without health insurance. The 51,000 uninsured children represent the highest number since 2012. Nathan Kessler is the principal economist with Kansas Action for Children. That's an advocacy group. He says there are ways to get more kids on health care programs, including Medicaid.
I think it's really important to be getting information to families, you know, do that outreach, you know, at the state level, because it's possible that many of these parents aren't aware of the assistance that is available to them.
The uninsured numbers in Kansas are following a national trend. One factor is the end of pandemic-era subsidies for insurance. The 2026 baseball season at the University of Kansas came to an end today after the Jayhawks lost to the Oklahoma Sooners 13-2 in the NCAA Lawrence Super Regional. Greg Eklund has this wrap-up.
The game resumed after the Sunday night suspension in the third inning with KU trailing 8-1. KU's prospects didn't look much better after a night's sleep as the Sooners made it a nightmare with four more runs in the sixth. KU coach Dan Fitzgerald, the two-time Big 12 Coach of the Year, says his retrospective look at the Super Regional involves much more than KU's performance on the diamond.
It's a lot bigger than baseball, and it's the time, it's the experience and the journey, and this was a wild one.
KU finished the season with a 45-18 record and tied the school record for the most wins. I'm Greg Eklund.
Once again, there is a flood warning in effect until Thursday morning for Stranger Creek at Easton. This is KPR and it's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Development of large-scale data centers is booming across the Midwest and South. Analysis from Pew Research Center finds the Midwest alone is set to see a 64% increase in development. But water and energy usage projections are rallying some communities against data centers. As Harvest Public Media's Abigail Botar reports, local and state governments are rushing to regulate this growing industry.
More than 100 people packed into
fair and put on a county board.
He says the federal government should step in.
But I do think it's a really difficult thing even for states. Water flows, electricity flows across state lines.
Federal legislation to pause data center development has been introduced, but the bill, sponsored by minority party members, is unlikely to pass in a Republican-controlled Congress. That means for now, these decisions about water, energy, and large-scale development will continue to be a patchwork of local and state laws. I'm Abigail Botar, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. To hear and see more of their work, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, is there any truth at all behind any of these accusations that there's voter fraud taking place in California? The too long didn't read version is no. So why do people talk about it so much? We'll find out coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old-fashioned reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.